So today we are talking to Children Incorporated. They believe children everywhere deserve education, hope, and opportunities, and they provide resources for children in need in the U.S. and around the world. So we are honored to be joined by Director of Development, Shelly Callahan of Children Incorporated. And Shelly, you head up fundraising, communications, grant writing, you're traveling, and then there is a program where the sponsors, the donors, they get to see what impact they make. And so you're very busy and very dedicated.
I am very busy. Yeah. Yes, but it's really exciting. I'm very fortunate that with Children Incorporated, I get the opportunity to travel to the countries where we work and visit with our volunteer coordinators and the children that we sponsor at our affiliated projects. Mm-hmm. And through that work, I get the opportunity to really see how donations that are coming into our organization are impacting the children. And when I bring those stories home, I get to share them with the sponsors that we have now, with our donors now, and with people that maybe don't know much about Children Incorporated, to mm-hmm. hopefully influence them to see how they can just have a huge impact on children around the world.
And so how many countries do you work with?
Including the U.S., we are in 23 countries. We are in Latin America, we are in Africa, and we are also in Asia.
So that's a big space that you cover. Those are a lot of children that you help globally. And then here, about 20,000 a year? Is that right?
Yes, it is. We have around 8,000 sponsorship children in our program right now. The reason that that number that our reach is so much bigger than that, which we estimate to be around 20,000, is that through our program, we not only provide resources directly to the children that have sponsors, but unsponsored children like their siblings or other children in the schools or orphanages or daycare centers or community centers where we work are also getting to benefit from the resources that we provide mm-hmm. through things like our feeding programs. We build schools, we build dormitories. We do a lot with providing warm clothing and shoes for children. So we don't limit it just to the children that have sponsors.
Uh-huh.
We want to make sure that the children that are at these centers that are being looked over by our volunteer coordinators are all getting the things that they need, what we consider to be the resources that they're lacking that are possibly keeping them from doing well in school or just having a quality of life that they really deserve.
The history behind this is so interesting because it started in Virginia with a woman who was passionate about this and started with something like 95 kids, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. Our founder, Jan Clark Wood, started the organization back in 1964. She had traveled to Guatemala, and while she was there, she had visited with some impoverished children in a community. And she came home and she had been so affected by what she saw, she decided to write handwritten notes to her friends and ask them to consider helping her supporting these children. So mm-hmm. they became the first sponsored children in the program. That became our first project. And then she spent a lifetime after that. She was still a part of the organization up until she passed away well into her 90s. Just traveling around the world and connecting with more communities, more projects. And today we have over 300 projects.
Wow. And then many, many volunteers.
We have 300 projects, and each of those projects we have our volunteer coordinator. And mm-hmm. it's really wonderful. They do what they do to help the children out of love and just concern for their well-being. We couldn't do the work that we do if it weren't for these volunteer coordinators.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with schools directly too around the world or in the U.S.?
We do. Within the U.S., it's all public schools. Uh-huh. We have some absolutely wonderful partnerships with communities and schools.
That's great. Working directly with the public schools, and then people can help here and everywhere. And I wanted to talk about, you have a goal that you're working toward, 2,000 new sponsors. Do you want to talk about that program, that campaign?
Absolutely. So a little backstory. Back in 1997, a book came out called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff mm-hmm. by Dr. Richard Carlson, and it was very popular. And in that book, he mentioned Children Incorporated as his favorite charity. And what that did for our organization then was just phenomenal. A mention like that, we gained thousands of sponsors at that point, and it was just something that was so wonderful for what we were able to do to help more children. Unfortunately, Dr. Carlson passed away very suddenly when he was only in his early 50s, quite a few years ago. And his wife, Christine, has since continued to carry on his mission with the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series. And she's a public speaker. She has a lot of followers and fans of her message that came from her husband. And she has decided, in honor of him, she would like to challenge her followers to sponsor 2,000 children within this year, to continue to carry on his mission with the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff series.
That's great. So she's on board to get the 2,000 sponsors. When we say don't sweat the small stuff, it's about happiness, creating your own happiness, helping, and it's up to you how your life goes, how you help other people. You know, don't sweat the small stuff is kind of her message, right?
Absolutely. Okay, and yeah. It's such a great message. And I love that it ties so well into what I think of with Children Incorporated's work with choose your own path and don't worry so much about things. You'll get a lot of joy and happiness out of helping others. And with sponsorship, it's only $28 a month, and it has the biggest impact on children. Outside of the U.S., it's the difference between a child going to school or not.
Yeah.
It's the difference between a child eating or not. It's the difference between a child having access to hygiene items or medicine or having tuition to go to school or pay for fees. Within the U.S., it really is just as impactful. Although children are going to school, if they don't have coats in the winter, yeah. if they don't have shoes to wear, they start skipping school. If they're not eating, they're tired at school. If they're sleeping on the floor because they don't have a mattress,
right. They're
coming to school and they're exhausted. These are the things that we are trying to prevent, so children have the same opportunities if they're living in poverty than those children that are not. And so I think it's perfect with what Dr. Carlson's message was, that we can give back. It's a small amount, and it affects you. It affects the children that we're helping. It's wonderful.
So $28 a month and you can help a child, and we're going into the holidays, so people start to think about giving. $28, that is a small amount, such a small amount to make a big impact. And can the donors, the sponsors, can they somehow keep in contact with the kids or know what happens or find out how things are going for them?
Absolutely. It's a big part of what we do at Children Incorporated is to make our sponsors feel connected to that sponsored child. When you sign up for sponsorship, you're going to receive some information about your sponsored child, and you're also going to find out about where the country that they're from, the situation that they are living in, and information about the project that they're affiliated with and why that project is so important for helping these children. We encourage our sponsors to write letters if they'd like to their sponsored children, and the children will also write back. And it's a great way to learn something about other cultures, to find out the impact that you are having on that child that you are helping. Another way that we really try to keep our sponsors informed about what's going on in the lives of our sponsor children has a lot to do with what my job is, which is to visit our projects and to travel and meet with coordinators and hear about what the communities are like that these children are living in, and seeing the conditions that they're living in and meeting with the children. And every time I do a visit, no matter where it is, if it's in Eastern Kentucky or Bolivia or India or Kenya, I come home and I always have just positive things to share with our sponsors and saying, look, I saw these conditions. They were difficult to see. It was hard. You know, these children are living in extreme poverty, but what you're doing for them is so important. And it is changing their lives in such an important way.
Does that tie into the On the Road series?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. I write a weekly blog that's on our website mm-hmm. that is the On the Road series, where I talk about the projects that we're visiting. Sometimes I highlight individual success stories of our children. I talk about our volunteer coordinators and how they got involved. We consider it taking our sponsors or our donors with them through stories and pictures and videos, and making them feel as they are able to really see what life is like for those sponsored children.
They get an idea of what their life is like and how much they can help. Any memories or projects that stay with you? I mean, I know they all do, but one that you want to tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. That's always so wonderful to be able to meet with our sponsored children. I remember in particular, there was this visit that I was doing to our projects when we were in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And within Nairobi, we are associated with quite a few schools there. And the children that attend these schools live in the very close nearby mm-hmm. slums, and they're just very crowded, incredibly poor. It's a situation that's really dire and very hard for children to get out of. And we met with one of our sponsor children who had just graduated from high school, which is a really great success for her to overcome, thanks to help from her sponsor, who was able to provide with her all through her education. And now that she was out of school, she had worked to save up money to buy a sewing machine mm-hmm. for herself, and she had started a small business out of her little home where she was doing alterations for her neighbors and making a little bit of money and creating clothes. And it was so fascinating to see how hard she had worked and how much she had overcome and to start her own business. And she had, before we got there, knowing that we were going to come visit her, she had sewn this beautifully intricate shirt mm-hmm. for us to take back to the U.S. to send to her sponsor to thank him for all that he had done for her, because she really believed that he was the reason that she was able to go to school and learn these skills of yeah. sewing and then now have her own business. And it was just so heartwarming.
That's a beautiful story. That's so powerful. And you get the idea of, you know, how much people can be affected or impacted and how their life can change, go on a different trajectory. And so for people who want to help Children Incorporated, where can we go? Can you give us the website?
Absolutely. It's www.childrenincorporated.org. And there you will see the options to donate or to sponsor a child. If you'd like to sponsor a child, you can look through the different countries that we're in and see that they're all listed. Mm-hmm. We have quite a few children that are awaiting sponsorship. We usually have around 2,000 that are awaiting sponsorships at any time. So there is, you know, always going to be children that are in need and ready to be supported right away.
Shelly Callahan, thank you so much for stopping by to let us know about Children Incorporated and how we can help.